Hello out there to all of our podcast listeners. This is Annette.
This is Kelly.
This is Shankara.
And this is Titania, and welcome to the lounge.
Thank you for joining us today here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, where we aspire to inspire other entrepreneurs.
Good afternoon to all of our Entrepreneur Elevation Lounge podcast listeners. This is Shankara McNair, one of your co-hosts here in the lounge. And for the month of August, we are tooling up our listeners. We have invited some phenomenal entrepreneurs who are doing the daggone thing to join us in the lounge this month to inspire our listeners, to talk about the services that they offer, and to share their stories in general. And today on this Tooled Up Wednesday, we are joined in the lounge by Ms. Anita Smith, the owner of ALS Graphics Designs and Printing. And just to get us started, like always, I'd like to share a bit about Anita with you. Anita is a creative innovator, owner, and senior graphic design artist at ALS Graphics Design and Printing, with more than 15 years of experience creating impactful visual elements and creative solutions for clients in various industries, including churches, daycare centers, nonprofit organizations, consulting groups, and more. Anita helps her clients bring their vision to life. You can expect 100% satisfaction from her from start to finish. She understands that her clients are not just interested in pretty pictures, but looking to gain outcomes that catapult their business or their personal needs. Her goal is to help her clients capture their story and create visual solutions that will take their business or event to the next level with attention-grabbing graphic elements that get us results. With a background in Adobe Creative Suites, Anita can take your project from a simple sketch to a fully integrated product. She uses her experience and skills to see her clients through and to deliver their project on time and on spec. Anita is also a wife, a mother of two beautiful daughters, an author, and minister of the gospel. She enjoys spending quality time with her family and helping others' dreams come true. So, Anita, welcome to the lounge. We are so excited to have you here with us today. How are you, my sister?
I am doing very well, my sister. Thank you so much for the invite. I'm very excited for this opportunity to be able to speak with your listeners.
And we are so very excited to have you here on the show. Let's just jump right into this interview today, Anita. Let's talk a bit about exactly what ALS Graphics does. And let's start out by having you kind of tell our listeners exactly what a graphics designer does.
Well, actually, Shankara, ALS Graphic Design is a full-service digital print and design service, and it's a great question that you're asking what a graphic designer does, because a lot of people really don't understand that, and it's important for them to really know that so that they can know what to expect when they're establishing a relationship with a graphic designer. And
Absolutely.
So the role of a graphic designer is really to create visuals that are going to help you either sell a product, a service, or promote whatever message that you want to convey. And so oftentimes, you know, clients, you know, are seeking graphic designers for the content or the wording. And it's really the responsibility of the client so that the graphic designer can focus on the visual element. But I really want to share with you what a good graphic designer does. A good graphic designer is one that's actually able to visually tell your story in a way that's going to support whatever message that you're trying to convey or communicate. And so whether you're trying to brand your company or brand a product or even advertise for an event, the graphic designer is going to create the visual concepts to help you captivate your audience using different forms of images, different colors, words, or graphic elements. A good designer is also going to ask you questions so that you're clear, or so that they are clear what the outcomes are going to be that you want to achieve. And so they'll want to know or ask you questions that are going to help you get the product that you want. So they're going to ask you questions like what message you want to convey, who's your target audience, how will it be distributed, or even what your budget's going to be. And so I always like to ask for my clients to share with me some samples of materials that they like to use. So if you're doing something printed, you know, show or share or pay attention to the layouts that you like, the type of papers you want to use, even the type of colors. And it's also a good idea to share what you don't like. And the reason I say that is because that helps the designer know what style that you like and it helps to save a lot of money and time at the end because we all have very different tastes. And then after that, a designer is ready to present their initial design. And that's the phase where you'll work with the designer so that you can produce your first initial draft. And so I'll tell you this, some designers, they'll limit the number of drafts that you receive, but others, they'll ensure that you're completely satisfied, even though they may charge additional for multiple drafts, depending on the complexity of the changes of the project. But that's why I always say it's very important that in the beginning of the process, you communicate, because this is going to allow you to save a lot of money and time in the beginning. And then at the end of the process, this is where you're finalizing, or the graphic designer finalizes the piece for you to review and proof. And then they prepare it for distribution, whether it's for print or whether it's for digital. And so if you're preparing for print, your designer can help you estimate the cost of the printing. And I always tell my clients that you usually want the designer to handle the printing because they're the ones that are going to make sure that the files are prepped correctly for the printing and to ensure that the colors are the correct for whatever your project is. But ultimately, just to make a long story short, the graphic designer's job is just to ensure that your idea and your vision is communicated in a way that not only is pleasing to the eye, but it also grabs attention for your target audience.
Wow. And that is awesome. In full transparency, I must say, as an entrepreneur, I have had the opportunity to use Anita for some of my actual branding services, and exactly all the steps that she just outlined, she went through with me and just created a phenomenal collateral that I needed to have created for part of my brand that I was actually launching a couple years ago. Very talented and absolutely knows her stuff. You know, and as we talk about being entrepreneurs, and like I said, I totally understand why having a graphics designer on my team is important. I learned that, you know, when I first started out several years ago. But some of our listeners who are just beginning to start out, right, they may not have come to this realization that they need someone to help tell their story, as you just said. So tell mm-hmm. our listeners why they need to have a graphic designer on their team and in their toolbox.
So first, I just want to thank you for that plug, you know, because we have established a relationship. So thank you so much. But you're exactly right. It's important to have a graphic designer on your team. You know, many people don't realize that that graphic design is a form of communication. It's a communication between, one, your business and your audience in a visual way. And so because communication is so, and I can't stress this enough, communication is so important to any relationship, including business relationships. That's why you should make graphic design an important part of your business process. And so as Shankar said, if you're starting up a business, first impressions make a difference. And so a lot of times I see many startup companies, you know, starting their businesses without a logo or any type of branding, not fully understanding that people actually judge your company or your organization based on the quality of your branding materials. And so the first thing that the people see, you know, the first business graphic that your audience may see or encounter is usually a business card. It could be an online ad. It could be a flyer, or it could even be a social media post. And so I can't stress this enough as well. These are the moments that you want to capitalize on, because these, again, are the first impressions. And so a graphic designer on your team will save you time by creating these visual elements that are going to help you stand out. And so if you want to create credibility within your business or whatever industry that you're representing, having a graphic designer will help you keep a consistent look. And so when we're talking about consistent look, we're actually talking about consistent branding, which is key to building a dedicated following of people who not only trust your brand, but who actually believe in your message. And so just to put it into a little bit of perspective, just so you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. So I'll just give you an example. If you're going to a basketball game and there's a new player on the team and this player sinks a 3-point shot, okay, that was a great shot. But just because he made that great shot doesn't mean that he's a great basketball player. But when that same player consistently sinks in a shot or shoots the basket, then now we can say he's a great player. His consistency in making those shots actually creates credibility. And so that same principle applies to marketing branding. So if you create a piece of content that helps someone solve a problem or offers you something that's of value or is informational, they're going to more than likely return back to your business just for that. And creating that visual element along with your message allows them to remember your brand. And so I know that branding is not just the look, it's a perception that people have about your company. But again, it always starts with the look. And I can't stress this enough, first impressions. And based on what I know and based on my experience, most people are visual. And people are drawn to you by your business, by the look. And so that's why it's important to have a graphic designer on your team, because the graphic designer is going to be the one that draws the audience for you. And so these are the same people also by word of mouth are going to help you promote your business. And we all know that word of mouth are the top ways to grow our businesses.
Wow. Well said, Anita. I have to say, for those of you who are out there listening, I hope you caught the very important tidbits that she gave us. She said that you need a graphic designer on your team. So if you don't have a graphic designer on your team, then you run the risk of your credibility not being where you may or may not want it to be. So please make sure you're listening to Anita when she's saying, you know, first impressions are what make the difference, and they help to establish that credibility you're looking to have as a new entrepreneur launching your product and or service as you're building your brand. So just kind of give some information about exactly what types of collateral you produce there at ALS Graphics for your business customers.
So I produce anything from custom logos to T-shirt designs. I do business cards, promotional packages, stationery, flyers, infographics. I've done funeral programs, directories, yearbooks, banners, anything that you can think of that can be printed, I can do, as well as any type of digital marketing graphics. And that's usually social media graphics. I can do graphics for your website and also graphics for any type of email campaign that your business wants to establish.
Wow. So a full service shop from top to bottom. Wow. That's awesome. You know, and I know we talk about, you mentioned this yourself about being mindful of your budget. You talked about how, you know, you need to talk about that with your graphical design artist when you're, you know, working with one in hopes of having them to help you to create that image, establish that credibility, create that brand. And I know that, you know, they can be expensive sometimes. We know that graphic design services can be expensive. This being the case, do you offer any new business startup bundles for your entrepreneurs who need graphical design services? And if so, what does that new startup bundle include?
Well, actually, for any business or any customer that's looking to utilize three or more of my services, I do offer bundle packages. The bundle packages can actually be customized based on the business or the person's personal needs. But for startup companies, I usually propose a bundle package, and we can go from there. And so the proposed bundle package that I offer usually starts with a logo design, business cards, and a social media ad, which they can be used across three different social media platforms.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Well, Anita, we're just going to hold right there one moment. We're going to take a break. It's actually time to pay some bills. So if you guys would just hang out with us for a second, we're here in the lounge today with Anita Smith of ALS Graphics Designs and Printing, and we'll be right back after we pay a few bills.
Hey, business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, are you using the right tools for your business? Is your business well enough to go the distance? Hey, I'm Coach Harvey, and I'm a wellness coach, small business strategist. I show you how to use wellness as a business tool to get more clients for your business, no matter your industry. I use big company strategies on a small business budget. Hey, go over and join my email list. Go to coachharvey.now.site. Get the free ebook, 20 Things to Do Immediately to Keep You and Your Business Healthy During These Challenging Times. Also, don't forget to check out my podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Welcome to the new Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast series, where four unbossed boss diva entrepreneurs aspire to inspire new and budding entrepreneurs. All are welcome here at the lounge, where we will always have a positive and encouraging word to share. So grab your beverage of choice, your notebook, and turn your radio or laptop up and get ready to join Annette, Kelly, Shankara, and Titania on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. This is a new series with a mission to help entrepreneurs discover their truth. See you there in the lounge at 7:30 p.m. on Hump Day Wednesdays. We'll see you then.
Hey, everybody. We're back in the lounge today with our very special guest, Ms. Anita Smith of ALS Graphics Designs and Printing. And she's hanging out with us today and helping us as part of our Tool It Up segment. And we're talking to her about her business and being a graphics designer. Anita, you know, let's just take a pause and kind of take a step back for a moment and talk about, you know, as a graphics designer, you know, what has been one of your greatest joys of being a graphics designer?
Well, I'll tell you this. I really enjoy what I do. Basically, just fulfilling something that, you know, that others want to come to life. So basically bringing other people's vision to life. I enjoy the end result. So when I produce the quality product that my customers are expecting of me, just seeing the smiles on their faces brings me joy. And knowing that I'm able to create something from nothing, pretty much. So I've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, just, you know, a lot of people don't fulfill their dreams in life. And even though I didn't start out with this being a dream of mine, you know, as I grew to understand my creative nature, just being able to do this and, again, allow people's dreams or see people's dreams come to life.
Wow, that's interesting. And you said that you did not start out with a desire to be a graphics designer. So with that being said, what made you decide to become a graphics designer?
Well, that's a good question, too. I've pretty much been creative all my life, but that didn't mean that I, you know, wanted to. I don't think anyone grows up with wanting to have a career in graphic design because it's not really highly promoted. But when I was in fourth or fifth grade, I received an award for one of the seven principles of Kwanzaa, which is called Kuumba, which stands for creativity in Swahili. And so I believe that this recognition kind of boosted my esteem in this area. And then basically it just went uphill from there, because as I grew older, I just began to create flyers and invitations and programs for my family and friends and didn't think anything of it. But one day during a sermon at my church, my pastor really confirmed in my spirit to start a business. And so it was at that moment that I felt like I needed to do something about it and pretty much get paid for it. And so that's when I birthed ALS Graphic Designs in 2004. And when I did that, I just began perfecting my craft, you know, and I started out as a self-taught graphic designer and then later defining my skills just by simply taking some online classes. And so I'm actually, and this is the first time I'm announcing this, but I'm happy to announce that by the end of the year, I will be obtaining my certification as an Adobe Certified Expert.
Oh, that is awesome, Anita. Congratulations. Congratulations on that. Wow. You know, you said something made me have goosebumps because you said, you know, that your purpose was confirmed by your pastor. And, you know, I think at the beginning people heard me say that you're also a pastor as well, your minister, and I should say a minister as well. And so I just think it's very important that you just kind of reconfirm what we always say here in the lounge about how you have to follow your purpose, follow your dreams, you know, and don't let anyone deter you from being, you know, your boss, being the boss of you. And I just think that you just kind of confirmed that once again, which is so important for us here on Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, that we continue to say that messaging and give encouragement to our listeners until they understand that, you know, follow your purpose. You know, you don't want to be a person that has to say, I wish I could have, should have done. Do it. You know, it's better to try it and not be successful than to not try and always have that, you know, have that curiosity about what could have been had you have done it, right? So I just think it's awesome that you followed once it was confirmed by your past, you actually followed your purpose and your passion and look what it's turned into you, turned out to be for you. It's been awesome. Like I said, I can attest to the level of services that I've received from ALS Graphics and just absolutely phenomenal. So hats off to you for that. I think that's awesome.
A lot of times people don't follow their dreams or their passion because they are afraid of failure. And sometimes we have to look past that failure and just do it. The only failure in it is failure not to do it.
And that is a great segue into another question that I was going to talk about, which you are an author, which you actually talked about that. And I believe the name of your book is called Fear Is Not an Option. Hello, Fear. Yeah. And I know you talk about fear is not an option in the book, Hello, Fear. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that really dovetails very nicely into all of what you do, why you're so passionate about what you do. Share a little bit with our audience about your book, Hello Fear.
Well, this book was birthed inside of me because I dealt with fear for so long, but I didn't initially recognize what it was. But, you know, in my journey throughout my Christian walk, you know, I recognized it as a hindrance to my purpose. And I just decided that I wanted to make a change. You know, I didn't want fear to define my life. I didn't want it to define the course of my life. And so when I, you know, woke up, and I mentioned this in my book, that we have to wake up, because the enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's always after our thoughts. And that's pretty much where the fear starts. And so I wrote this book because not only did it help me, because it took me so long, the procrastination was part of the fear, but I wanted to be able to help others to be released from this this bondage called fear. And that's really why I wrote this book, because I wanted people to be able to take control of their lives. Because like I said in the beginning, I'm all about helping other people and helping others fulfill their dreams. And again, this is really why I birthed fear. And there's a process. And we just have to be able to trust the process and not let fear hinder us from fulfilling our calling and our purpose that God has given us.
That is awesome. Awesome, awesome. Absolutely awesome. We have to make sure we understand what fear means, which is false evidence appearing real. So that is awesome. You know,
amen. Amen.
I want to just kind of talk real quick about, you know, we're living in these certain times, and you know, you've said it best. You said it multiple times in the beginning of the interview. You said that your first impressions are key, right? You, when you're a new business starting out, you know, that first impression is an option that you want to actually seize and capture, right? And so you and everything you do after that is basically kind of fed off of that first impression that people have gotten about you and your business. So with that being said, what are a few quick tips that you would give your business, you would give our business owners that are out here that are listening, on things that they can do to create a great first impression for their business?
Well, first of all, you want to consider your colors. Colors do make a difference. And you want to make sure that, again, you already said that a graphic designer should be a part of your team. So don't minimize the graphic designer, because, again, I said, a graphic designer or graphic design has a lot to do with communication. You give good first impressions by consistently engaging your customers. You know, you want to decide how often you want to do that, whether it's weekly or biweekly. You want to make sure that if you have a website, you want to keep that up to date. And you want to make sure that you have good graphic design elements across your website to do that. Because again, colors draw people, graphic designs draw people. And even though I'm not a web designer, as a graphic designer, I can certainly create design elements that you could consider throughout your website. But again, strong colors, consistent communication, a strong web presence is going to give you the outcome that you're looking for.
Wow. So we're going to recap those things real quick for our audience. You said consider your colors. Those are very important. Have a graphic designer on your team. Always make sure your website is up to date. And make sure you're communicating effectively. That is awesome. We so appreciate those tips. So as we prepare to close out today's interview, Anita, with you, tell our audience how they can reach you on your various social media platforms.
Thank you for asking. I can be reached at ALS Graphic Designs on Facebook and IG. And then I do have a website, and it is undergoing maintenance so that I can keep it up to date. But you can contact me on my website at www.alsgraphicdesigns.com.
Wow. Well, Anita, thank you so much, my sister, for hanging out with us today here in the lounge. We have so enjoyed having you. We wish you much continued success in your business, and we will be watching. That concludes another episode of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge and this installment of our Two It Up series for the month of August. So until next Wednesday at 7 p.m. here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, be well and stay safe.
Now let's get out there, y'all, and elevate, 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 elevate.